Hey guys, I got something very, very serious to discuss with you today because this is the new immediately changed their entire focus. This is the new focus of the gun controllers. And if this is the new path forward, this could be bad. And I want your input on it. Before I jump into this serious matter, I want to thank the sponsor of the video. It's one of the friends of the channel that make every day possible, and that's CMMG, guys and gals. They make big things and small things. You've heard me say that over and over again. Pick your color, pick your chambering. Made right here in the USA in Missouri, but they also have some new products. They have spilled the beans. My buddy Mike over there has spilled the beans on a new 45 caliber Descent, 45 ACP, as well as currently on the website, you can pre-order the 12.5 inch Mark 47 Descent, which is AK round all the way, the 7.62. It's awesome, and it's available for pre-order, and it ships on Valentine's Day. So you got a couple days. If you want one of the first batches out there, jump on it. You can always use my code and save huge as well. It's code GNG10. Bunch of other things. New design for the Def Can line of suppressors. They got a lot of things coming at CMMG, and I'm so glad to call them friends, owners too. Jeff and the family are great people. All right, guys, let's talk about this. This is serious here. So the mother of the child who's 15 years old, who shot and killed four high school classmates in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan. The mom got convicted to four counts of involuntary manslaughter because there were four people who lost their lives. The father is yet to face his trial, but that's upcoming too, and they're looking to put him away as well. And this is what I want you to know. This is the focus of the gun controllers. They want to hold parents responsible for decisions of their children, individual human beings who do make their own decisions, especially as they are, high schoolers and stuff like that. And this is a tough topic. As a parent, this tugs at me in multiple ways, right? And as parents, I'm sure it does to you. What do you all think? If your child makes a mistake, however serious it is, should you be the one to have to pay the debt to society, or do we teach the child a lesson? Gone are the days where children were taught lessons the hard way. Everybody, in the last 20, 30 years, they've been pampered. Like everybody, your feelings mean something, and you can never be wrong. What you think is always right, and there's no repercussions, and everybody gets a trophy. And that's all led us to where we are today in this country. But I struggle with this. Should we be putting parents in jail for something their children did? And think about this as well. There are states, Massachusetts is one, where they're trying to change juvenile to be up to 21 years old, which means that if you have a 20-year-old child who's a man or a woman, let's be real, if you have a 20-year-old child who does something bad, evil, rooted in evil, should you be held accountable to something that adult did? I'm at a crossroad. I really am at a crossroads on this, and I came here on the channel to you, my extended family here. There's a lot of people here with different views on life, with different views on society. And I wanted to see how y'all feel. Maybe it'll influence how I feel because I really am, I don't know which way to go on this one. The case here, if you're not familiar with it, and I'm just going to do a 10,000 foot view. I'm not getting too involved in this. The parents bought a gun for their child who's 15. And they said the reason they purchased it was to teach them how to use firearms, but it would only be done under parental supervision. However, he obtained access to the firearm and did some evil things. Now, they're saying that the parents are allegedly liable, because they were negligent in purchasing this firearm for their son, who they should have been fully aware of the fact that the child was struggling with some mental health issues. You know, in this society, in this culture, this community, and those who of us who love all of our rights, specifically the Second Amendment, we always say, put the focus where the focus should be, and that's the mental health, that's the individual, the criminal, the troubled person, people who make decisions to do these things, right? And here we have somebody who allegedly was struggling with some mental health issues. The parents, for whatever reason, did things differently than, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacks would want it done. I guess that's a good way to say it, right? Because parents, we're trying to do the best we can, right? There's no directions. Like, you can't just flip over a box and says, this is what you do in this scenario, right? We're all trying to do the best we can for our children at all times. But I'm speechless on this one. What do you guys and gals think? This, I mean, even every, like, they all gotten involved, but every town said that, you know, this plain and simple, I'm trying to remember how they wrote it, this plain and simple could have and should have been avoided if they didn't obtain a firearm for the child. They were negligent, you know, something to that extent. But this is dangerous, guys and gals, because if this conviction is allowed to continue, if the father gets convicted or other courts now say, hey, you know, if your child did something, we're going to convict you too, that could be dangerous. It could be very dangerous because we can't control, as much as we'd love to, we cannot control everything anybody does, even if there are children. So, especially if you're a parent, I want to hear from you. What do you think, guys and gals? I know I can always count on you to help when I'm at a crossroads, and I am at a crossroads on this. You know, do I think they bear some responsibility? Yeah, I do. But should they be put in prison over it? That's a tough call. Let me know what you guys and gals think. And, you know, thank you for your support in the channel. Double check your subscriptions. YouTube's doing the thing. And while I'm sitting here chugging on a coffee, trying to come back to life, because today was leg day in the gym and my legs are shaking right now as I'm standing here. But we're in our new facility right now. And new equipment, showing some gremlins, bunch of orders. So we're a couple days behind. We're kind of similar like we are at big holidays. So if your order's delayed a day or two, please understand. Some growth issues going on with the new facility, and, you know, new power surges and new equipment and stuff like that. So we're working hard like always. And thank you for your support of Blackout Coffee. We love you. Links down below. You can save with GNG10 as well. And our Valentine's Day is still going, the sale. It's Blackout Love. Save 20% store-wide. Appreciate y'all. Check out CMMG, use GNG10, and I'll see you on the next one. I want to hear from y'all, seriously, on this one. I can't wait to read the comments. Take care.